Listening 24. Jobs. Nowadays, young people face quite a big problem finding a good job. It is not usually difficult to find a job, but if you want to work in your field and take advantage of the knowledge you have gained at university, then it is difficult. In different times, different jobs are in. Some time ago, there were so few doctors and lawyers that everybody wanted to be one, as they were considered to be well-paid jobs. Now it's difficult to find a job as a lawyer because there are loads of them, and you have to be really good to get taken on. If young people cannot find a job, they will have to go and register at the job centre, and for a very small monthly allowance, they will have to wait till a suitable job appears. It must be rather depressing to be on the dole, because if nothing comes up, you start to underestimate yourself. I would probably go abroad and do any job rather than stay here, because in that way I would at least learn a foreign language. It is a good idea to take a PC or driving course, as it sounds more interesting to a potential employer. Sometimes people with a university degree are discriminated against because they have to be paid more than workers with only secondary education. You always have to try to be really good in your specialisation to get a good job without problems. If I saw an interesting advertisement, I would prepare a CV with all the relevant information the employer refers to in the ad, giving necessary personal details, information about my education, courses taken, languages spoken, skills such as PC or driving, hobbies and interests, and participation in competitions if relevant, and references, for example from my ex-teachers or ex-employers, should also be mentioned. The CV should be structured and well arranged, and signed at the end. It should be sent with a covering letter, explaining where I saw the ad and why I'm interested in the job, what I can offer to the future employer, etc. First impression always counts. For a job interview, men should wear a suit and a tie, and women a suit or a formal dress. It is good to look neutral and never be eccentric. You never know about your future employer's preferences. You should look confident and not give away your nervousness by biting your nails and playing with your hair or a pen. You should smile comfortably and look into the interviewer's eyes and from time to time also the rest of the board. I can't imagine spending my life doing nothing. I'm an active person, so I need to be occupied all the time. Of course, I am happy to have nothing to do from time to time, but to be able to enjoy this free time, I need to know that it will change soon. No one who is unemployed will say, "I am happy because I have nothing to do." And, of course, there is the problem of money. So I definitely agree with the saying, "Work is a blessing, not a curse." Some people like being on their own and running their own business. They can sleep till late in the morning, they can take a holiday whenever they want, and they are not harassed by a boss. But at the same time, they have to be very responsible and organised. They must solve problems when they come up, pick up the telephone, and be ready to work whenever it is necessary. So very often they work much longer and have no time to take holidays. On the other hand, employees don't have to worry if they are ill. They can go on holiday as planned, and they know exactly what their working hours are. Everybody is different, and in my opinion, people have to be very brave to have their own business. A good boss should be understanding, open and sincere. He or she should be tolerant towards criticism, and should be strict, but with a sense of humour. If you have done well, he should notice it, and if you have failed at something, both of you should analyse the problem together. Some people like to have fixed working hours. I think it's good because you can plan your day and the whole week, and if you have some hobbies or attend evening courses, you know that you can do them. On the other hand, working flexi time is good because you feel free and your day is not so monotonous. There are days when you feel very good. You work hard and do a lot of work and don't want to be interrupted. Then there are days when you just stare through the window and rather go shopping or to the swimming pool. When studying, it is important to have good results so that later on you can mention them in your CV. When you have finished with your studies, you should keep yourself up to date in your specialisation by attending courses, reading books, etc. It's always useful to be able to offer many skills, such as driving, PC skills or languages. A successful person should dress well and behave and speak well too. In my opinion, it is always better to try different jobs before you definitely decide on what you would like to do for the rest of your life. We are probably different from the Japanese, who usually spend their entire working life with one company. A variety of different jobs and positions will bring you a lot of experience. The ideal combination is, of course, as follows: a job that I love and that brings me a lot of money, but that is rarely the case. In my opinion, the fact that I love the job is slightly more important than the financial conditions. I wouldn't do a job I hated for all the money on earth. I think this would ruin my life, and I wouldn't be able to enjoy the money at all.
Europass. Curriculum vitae. Personal information. Surname or surnames. First name or names.
Jakub Macha.
Address or addresses.
Dloha, 13, 741-01, Novi Chin, Czech Republic.
Telephone number or numbers.
+420 656 070 123.
Mobile number or numbers.
+420 757 180 602.
Email or emails.
jakub.ma@centrum.cz.
Nationality or nationalities.
Czech.
Date of birth.
16th February 1979.
Gender.
Male.
Desired employment or occupational field.
Tourism management.
Work experience. Dates.
September 2009 to present.
Occupation or position held.
Customer service manager.
Main activities and responsibilities.
Head of department with 8 full-time staff members dealing with requests for information, bookings, complaints, etc. from customers of a large Czech travel agency.
Name and address of employer.
Simtor, Lochki, 9-11, 741-01, Novi Jičín, Czech Republic.
Type of business or sector.
Tourism.
Education and training. Dates.
September 1998 to June 2003.
Title of qualification awarded.
Magister, equivalent to MA.
Main subjects, professional skills.
Economics for services and tourism.
Name and type of organisation providing education and training.
Prague University of Economics.
Level in national or international classification.
ISCED 5B.
Personal skills and competences. Mother tongue or mother tongues.
Czech.
Other language or languages.
English, German.
Self-assessment. European level.
English, German.
Social skills and competences.
I have good interpersonal skills and enjoy working both on my own and with a team.
Organisational skills and competences.
I am punctual, conscientious, and have a good eye for detail. I work well to deadlines.
Computer skills and competences.
I am familiar with most common computer and web applications and have experience of website design.
Other skills and competences.
I am a qualified football referee. I am fond of ballroom dancing and cross-country skiing. I am a trained sushi chef.
Driving license or licenses.
Category B vehicles, private cars.
Additional information.
Marital status, married. Copy of school leaving certificate and certificate of master's degree.